The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, getting ready to start Act 1 of the latest edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast free show from July 18th. Once Act 1 wraps up, Act 2 begins. That's a separate podcast entry on the platform. Just letting you know that I break the show up into two parts now, Act 1 and Act 2. Enjoy Act 1. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome in. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast. Daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Here we are. We meet again on the 18th of July. I'm getting out of the way here so that making way so that you can see the puppy dogs. The last thing we want to do is take away from puppy dog FaceTime. So I'll slide over here. Position as nicely as I can between the Irvine sign and sleeping puppies. Okay, the 18th of July, 32 years ago on this day, Pooh Bear, and as I was known back then, Pumpkin, or Dukes, were preparing the day to get married. I was 11 days past my 22nd birthday. Pooh Bear, 25 years old. The event went down in a community of Richmond, Michigan, in a small church, St. Philip Neri, which I don't think is there anymore. The after party, the reception, was at a converted theater that turned into like a type of like a event hall. Brought a party. We were all up on a stage, essentially. It was fantastic. The rest is history. We've had our ups and downs, to be no question. But at the end of the day, we are deeply in love. And it's a damn good thing. It's a damn good thing that I've gotten to somehow trick her into staying with me. Despite the fact that I have a broken penis. Love her dearly. God bless Diana. So glad that she is here to help your old pal Easy. I'd be lost without her. I truly would. No hyperbole. No kidding. No kidding there. No messing around. This is the woman who gave me the ultimatum. Save my life. Quit drinking. Or else. All right. I got to do something. That was in June of 1996. Not even 4 years of us being together. She was like, I've had it. Yeah, I'm not going to live my life like this. I'm like, all right. Never look back. Apologies for the late start today. I was getting some things in order, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get this show started. These people are going to think I'm blowing them off or something. No, no, no. Yesterday, it was a fun-filled broadcast, evening of broadcast for a Big Fraud Wednesday. The second show I did with Ben was the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, where we talked a lot about Ben's wedding and what went down. The big takeaway, Ben and his new wife did not bone on their wedding night. He goes, no, we were too tired. We just went to bed. I got a few people riled. Like, what? You're supposed to consummate the marriage. And I'm like, who says? Why? Huh? Come on now. So it was a great time. Prior to that, we did Who Are These Free Beers? And my God, Ben stole the show. He pulled some great clips. He pulled some great clips and he set them up wonderfully. One of the things he parked on was how in that show, this happens quite frequently. Greg did a, like, he throws out this topic, and then all the members of the crew weigh in with their opinions. The problem is, it isn't anything interesting. This is not a joke. This is what was discussed on the show. This caught a lot of people off guard. They're like, what? Are you serious?
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
That's right. They did a 15-minute segment on an item. And then you got to decide whether it goes in the fridge or not.
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
So then I guess they go, horseradish. And people go, fridge, no fridge. Apple, fridge, no fridge. Ketchup, fridge, no, and then that's it.
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
This was listed as one of their best of bits. That led to a complete discussion about the actual decision-making process of what to actually park on and talk about. Chris writes this. He was in the live studio audience. Not studio, but the live audience when we did the show. And I'll post the audio of this later on today on Patreon. We went 45 minutes on Who Are These Free Beers? But I'm giving you a couple of the clips right now. That was one of them. Chris writes, how lazy have they gotten? I don't listen to the show, but it seems like from the last few Who Are These Free Beers that the show revolves around things they see in their house. Because earlier in the show, our beloved Kelly said, hey, do you guys have a favorite cup? And they had this long, drawn-out discussion about favorite cups. Swear to God, not even kidding. Chris writes, it's all mundane stuff that doesn't need to be discussed. They are grasping at straws, and you nailed it on the head when you said the audience of theirs have become comfortable and don't realize it, because who would listen to that and go, wow, I need to hear more? He adds, I thought Ben had his best clip pulls and previews of them yet. Well done. No, he truly did. He fucking hit it out of the park. Jackpot the whole time. And that led me to go down the road of, it's very important for us as a show to point out that you folks that enjoy that, you are under a spell. You are being tricked. You are under a spell of familiarity, I guess, that's driving you to pay attention to that. I don't know. One of the interesting things I pointed out was I think they are passing this along to the young starlet Maitland. She is the young lady on that show. She is extremely pretty, very congenial, not that good on the radio. And I think she's being trained to talk about stupid shit. Case in point, this was a conversation that she initiated on their show. It was featured in yesterday's Who Are These Free Beers, which you can get on Patreon for free with a 7-day trial at patreon.com/Eric Zane.
Hi, I'm Maitland. And do any of you have a clothing item or like a pair of shoes or something that you're just like, I am going to always wear and buy these? Like the second it wears out, we're new boot goofing today.
Oh, new boot goofing. Oh. Yeah, because you destroyed yours the other night.
Everybody goes, oh, yeah.
I wore my other ones entirely too much. They were falling apart. And I had even said last summer, I was like, I'm wearing these so much. I need to get a backup pair. But I found them at TJ Maxx where they don't have the box that tells you the style, like nothing on it. And so I did some Googling, found out what the style was called. the end of last summer. And so then on Friday night after the live show in the UP, I busted through my boots trying to fling a wiener into my mouth.
Okay. So imagine if on this show, like, I got a new pair of boots. Now, the only time I would bring that up is if they were a pair of boots that, you know, maybe Trump's face was on them. Or it said, suck my dick, MAGA. Or if I was wearing the boots and somebody said they didn't like my boots and they kicked my ass in the street. There's no reason to ever go out of your way to talk about, hey, guess what? I got a new pair of boots. Matt says she's got Stockholm syndrome. She's become like her captor. So riveting. Now, then they went off on a wacky conversation with Double Entendre about wieners in your mouth. And then Steve brings it back, of all people.
Yeah, so you took that roll of gaffer's tape and taped him up.
Yeah, and it wasn't this time because it broke my boots. So as soon as we went...
She keeps saying, my boots.
...went to bed, I looked up a new pair. They were on sale for $30, and they were here yesterday.
So you just have the bookmark saved. Yeah. It's like in the cart. You just had to hit buy.
Yep. As much as you like them, buy like five.
Yeah, buy a few pairs.
I should. Mm-hmm.
Get them in all the colors.
Yeah, that's none of that is interesting. That's all bullshit. Fuck that. And this is why I say, look, you can say, you can hate me on me all you want, but she's not good at this. Okay? She's not good at this at all. She's terrible. She has never, ever said anything that's made someone feel compelled, or she said nothing compelling or interesting ever on that show. But I can't really fault her because of the example that's being provided to her. Jesus, I that's just beyond me. So over time, I've had people one at a time, the Patricks, the Jeremys, the, who was the guy? Chris, who have been like, you know, you're right. And I think I am going to give it up. People who have been like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I should stop listening. You got to rip that scab off, for God's sake. God. Jeremy writes, I occasionally send the clips that I pull to my girlfriend. She has no idea how anyone still listens. Kenny says, you also had quite a few that realized it was crap back in 2016 without you, Zane. Thank you, Kenny. I appreciate that. You were like leading that charge. Bob says she is getting better, though, slowly, but is. Well, she might be more quick to respond, but there's nothing really interesting. That's the big takeaway. It has to have something that's either going to draw some hostility out of you or some laughter or anything like that. And it's just not happening. This is a bad thing. The show is very, very bloated. Ryan writes, introducing Stephen Maitland, where the art of being talentless reaches new heights. Watch in awe as perfectly adequate employees are handed microphones. You mean inadequate? And thrust into the spotlight, expected to deliver captivating content like hosts, despite their glaring lack of interest or charisma. It's a mesmerizing display of mediocrity that makes you wonder if they're secretly aiming for an award in the most unenthusiastic host category. Chris says the only reason the morons that listen to her because she's hot. All right. On Saturday, I was at the King's Room Barbershop 50th anniversary celebration. Set up in their parking lot at 2136 Street in Wyoming, Michigan. And this happened. First of all, I'm enjoying the bands, having a good time. And I'm off to the side of the stage, and this lady is walking towards me. She looks to be about my age. Now, I want you to be the judge of this. And this is what happened. Okay, When I stop down like that, I am literally describing to you word for word what happened. And it didn't dawn on me till later in the conversation what was going on. She comes walking up. She says, "Excuse me, I think I know you." Now, I had been up on stage introducing the bands and whatnot. I look like a dork. You know, everybody there looks cool. I look like a dork. She goes, "Did your son play hockey?" And I go, "Yeah, he did." So I'm thinking this is a hockey mom. And I was right. And she goes, "Okay, yeah, my son played hockey with your son. Is this?" And I go, "Yeah, Jim." And she goes, yes, Jimmy. I go, yep. And so she goes, "How's he doing?" I go, "It's great. He's married. He got his high school sweetheart pregnant. They stayed together. They have two kids. They're married now. Everything's peachy keen. How are yours?" I don't know who she is. I don't recognize her. I don't. It's like the first time I'm meeting her. And then I don't remember how the wording took place that we got onto this topic, but she kind of offered up, "Well, I'm divorced now." And I go, "Oh, okay." And she said that somewhere when she was talking about her kids. And then, so the conversation's going back and forth, and it hasn't really dawned on me yet. And I guess she may have confused me with other people that I used to work with on the radio on Free Beer and Hot Wings, because she goes, "I saw that you were divorced. Oh my, you're divorced, right?" And I go, no, not at all. In fact, my wedding anniversary comes up Thursday, the 18th. Oh. And then it's kind of like, little clumsy the way that kind of fell into place, and I'm at this point the pieces are kind of fitting together. And then she's extremely friendly, and then I start getting the details about, she says that one kid is in one town, another kid is in another town, and another kid is in South Carolina. So I go, "Oh my God, you must be lonely." And she goes, No, I'm not. Just like that. And I'm like, okay. I go, "Oh, gotcha. Yep. Okay. Well, hey, it was nice talking to you. Good to see you again. And yeah, I'll see you around." LJ Guy 2004 said, "Is she hot?" She was cute. If I was single, I would have asked her out. There's no question. Normally, I don't realize that those happen, that those things happen until like days later. I'm like, you know, but she was coming on strong there. Coming on strong. And I think she felt like a doofus because she thought I was divorced. And then she's like, "Oh God," she had to have been like, "Oh, that fucking backfired." Went home and talked to Diana. "Hey, you won't believe this. I got a hit on." And all the while in the back of my head, I'm like, you know, even if by chance I was single, what a disappointment she would be in for, if you think about it. Everybody knows about my personal urological problems I have. You know, I mean, thank God I don't have to deal with that. Because at some point you'd have to actually tell the person what's going on. Now, in a too much information moment, which I've never shied away from ever, I have this ridiculously enlarged prostate that is was really, really causing me a lot of trouble. Now, my soldier will easily stand at attention. That is not the problem. But the prostate issue is making it so I have to pee all night. It's very uncomfortable. So I'm on these two medicines. And the one medicine, boy, it works. It actually reduces the size of the prostate. But in doing so, there are side effects. I have kind of become sterile. I used to be the king of volume and glob. King Glob is what I could have been known as. Poor Pooh Bear looked like she was wearing a Jason Voorhees mask at the moment of truth. Now it's ridiculous. There's nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Brandis says, ew, WTF, bro. Yeah, it's just stupid. And not only that, but it actually, the medicine decreases my easy sex drive. So I'm like walking around as a hot chick. Like, yeah, whatever. I don't give a shit. LJ Guy 2004 refers to Pooh Bear as Goo Bear. Becky says, I can't wait until Jackie hears this. Yeah, try not to remind me of the people who listen to this show. It's a very normal thing. So shut up. Chris says, I can see Amy laughing right now in his brain. He says, I'm laughing. Maureen says, Eric, if you were single, I would hope you would not share that your jizz cannon doesn't shoot like it used to. Well, there's going to be some explanation, though. I mean, if I'm single and then, all right, it's time, and I work up a good stiff one. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh, yeah, all right, I can't wait. Here it comes. Because women love that. Most women like that. And then it's nothing but one little dollop just goes right out. She's going to be like, what the fuck? Are you gay? Brandis says, oh, my God, the crack Goo Bear about made me spit my water out. Nice job, LJ. Amy says, I'm laughing and shaking my head. Yeah, that's okay. As you know, I am more than willing to fall on the sword to get the laugh. Some of you may experience this horrible thing in your lives. I am here to make you feel better that this does happen from time to time. I remember when Hurricane Ashley found out. And her response was, oh, my God, Diana's going to fucking leave you. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, God. Oh, shit. She's going to fucking leave you. Oh, you're such a piece of shit. You're such a worthless piece of shit. Oh, my God, I love you. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, easy, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that, and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. This is another reason why I'm glad I don't have the complexity of trying to meet someone new. I think that it might be a fair idea to bring up with my PA, that is Rachel, because she's the one who put me on this medicine. And I said to her, Rachel, there's like the yogurt cannon is ridiculous. And she goes, well, that is nothing we can do about that. The only other thing we can do is take out the prostate. I go, well, I still don't have a yogurt cannon. She goes, I know, but you then won't have to take that medicine. Your sex drive will increase. And I'm like, so now I'm thinking, I go call up Rachel and say, how about maybe I can take less of that medicine? If it's 20 milligrams, can I take 10? Maybe a little best of both worlds, just a slight, you know, a little bit of fun dip, and then still the positive effects of the medicine shrinking the prostate. Tyler says it's been too long since we've had an Ashley impression, LOL. Ryan says, still one of my favorite impressions of all time, especially the last part with the noise and the mic. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Such a piece of shit. What a fucking loser. You can't even come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I feel so bad for you, you piece of shit loser. A lot of horrible suggestions, including wipe it. Diana's eyes used to stick shut in the mornings after sexy time. Chris says, so are you saying less is more with your meds? Did you get that from the Zaniac on Reddit? LOL. I don't know who the fuck I got it from. Get a squeeze bottle of mayo. All right. But it was nice to have an attractive woman say hello to EZ. That made me feel good until I realized that I'm physically inadequate, which is 100% true. All right. Folks, thank you for following the show on Facebook, X, and YouTube. It's time now to send you on your way, though, if you are watching live. The full show is available on Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app on your mobile device and search Eric Zane Live, all one word. And that way you can enjoy the whole show uninterrupted. The audio that you are hearing right now becomes the audio podcast. When I get done with it, I post two acts. I break it up, act one and act two, on my platform. Wherever you download shows, that could be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it, I'm on all of them. If you want to take it with you and just listen to the audio podcast free Monday through Friday. And then, of course, the Patreon, separate platform, No commercial interruptions, just you and I. And that is a paywall pay site, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's where you will find the latest edition of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And who are these free beers? Featuring such roasts of such stellar content as...
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
I like the dramatic way he says it. We'll give you the item. We'll tell you if it goes in the fridge.
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
50 radio stations across America.
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
And all these fucking lackeys in the audience like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to hear them give an item. And they're going to tell me if it goes in the fridge.
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
patreon.com/Eric Zane. 7 days free. So you'll get that show. That's a 45-minute show. That is episode number 22 of Who Are These Free Beers? So there's plenty more for you to check out. And I would suggest if you sign up, going to episode one and listening to the evolution of Who Are These Free Beers as we figured out how to do the show. 22 episodes of that where you can hear what foods belong in the fridge. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Tyler says, coming up next, how often should you mow your lawn? Not out of the question. What's your favorite cup? It sounds like if we wrote a parody bit of a fictitious morning show like Weenie in the Butt, those are the types of things that we would put down in this parody landscape. All right, hey, coming up, do you have a favorite cup? All right, coming up, the right way to load a dishwasher. Coming up, there's a great candle recall going on. We're going to discuss that with you. We're going to talk about the food, and you tell us if it goes in the fridge or not. Ryan says, coming up, the groundbreaking segment on fridge-worthy items. Spoiler alert, room temperature, never saw it coming. Nick says, next up, when should you wear your sunglasses?
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
It's the segment everyone's talking about. Does bread go in the fridge? We slice into the controversy. I think that that actually was one of them that they discussed. Hey, if it's snowing, do you wear shoes or flip-flops?
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
Chris K says they went over how many sex toys they each have. All right, that could be great. As long as there's a funny conversation that goes with it. If you're just rattling them off, I mean, I don't know. That probably worked out to be fun, I hope. If they can't make that fun, they can't make anything fun. Coming up next, Taylor Swift songs or Yankee Candle scent. True bit. That actually happened. Tune in next week to our thrilling saga, Does Water Belong in the Fridge? Stay hydrated with suspense.
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
Tyler goes with, after the break, liquid or foaming soap, which is better?
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
Bob says, do you put utensils in the dishwasher up or down? The debate continues. Ryan goes with, after the break, the most chilling radio moment of the year, fridge or no fridge, for hot sauce. The heat is on. This is the Free Bear and Howling Show.
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
So we did a full breakdown on that. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. We could do this. I could do this literally all day. Okay. Thank you to the audience on Facebook, X, and YouTube. But goodbye. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. X brought to you by Blue Frost IT. Follow me on those platforms as well as YouTube. Search The Eric Zane Show on YouTube. Send me an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. If you've got anything at all you want to say, reach out, say hello. Trump jokes are getting people fired. Actually, hold off on that. Hello to my friends at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Megan, I cannot stop thinking about you. You might be like, EZ, what are you doing? Take it easy, big fella. No, there was something awful that happened yesterday, and I'm just sick about it. If you tell me to talk about it, I will talk about it, but I'm just letting you know I'm thinking about you. 616-532-6600. If I talk about it, I'm probably going to make her upset. You're like, God damn it, EZ, don't blue ball us. I don't even know if she's in attendance on the show. What does she go by again? Tell your dogs I said hi or something like that? I forget. Reach out to my friends at Irvine's. They can fix any car, hybrid, or EV, which those are all cars. You know what I mean. Whether it's a regular car that runs on gas or an EV or a hybrid, they are the specialists. The dealers, when they can't fix it, they take it to Irvine's. That's a fact. 616-532-6600. Their website, ervines.com. ervines.com. Thank you, as always, to Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. Reach out to Frank at buyinsurancehere.com to ask about a life insurance policy. Now, if you're just going along day to day, you got a wife, you got kids, you got your job, you pay your bills, everybody's happy. All it takes is one idiot to collide with you on the road and you've got wings and you're going to heaven. Now, I want you to, unfortunately, put yourself in that place right now. What would take place with your lovely better half and the kids? What would what are you doing there? As you're going up to heaven, you're like, oh, I'll see you later. I didn't prepare for this because I'm a dumb fuck. Start a GoFundMe and, honey, meet a rich guy. That's awful. So what I want you to do is go to buyinsurancehere.com, and you are going to buy a life insurance policy through my man, Frank Fuss. I did this. My kids have done this. You need to do this. Insure your life. And the younger you are, the better health that you're in, the less you pay, because you're not a liability. So you pay however much it is a month. I think it could very well be $100 or less for a policy that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars because of your excellent health. So hopefully you're like a non-smoker and all that shit, because they're going to find that out. And then the next thing you know, your life is insured for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Okay, do not go a moment without a life insurance policy. Frank can help you with that. Just go to buyinsurancehere.com, and he is going to help you out. Jeremy writes,
grilled, boiled, or popped. We discussed the hit new food sweeping the nation, corn.
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
Which form of ice is better, cubes or crushed? Find out next.
If you were to ever utter these words,
we'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
Like, if I were on that show and those words were ever said when I was there, I'd have been like, yeah, I think we're all pretty good at riffing and figuring out what's funny and having a good time. But I don't think there's anything there that we could actually, we're giving ourselves nothing to work with. And it makes us sound like idiots when that's what we discuss. So, God damn it, knock it off. All right, I just got a text message. More on that in a second. Mazin Blue says 55 people in here. Holy shit. Oh, well, that's good. Welcome. If there's someone new here, you know your old pal EZ is always happy to see you. I've got a couple of bits of news to discuss. I will be on Who Are These Podcasts on Saturday. So I'll be on the show live. And then the next day, the recorded audio of that is released. Always a good time. I'm not even sure what we're reviewing right now, but I've got my work cut out for me to pull some clips, get them over to Carl and our friends at Who Are These Podcasts. And coming up in October, Who Are These Podcasts will be in Detroit. I think that's in October 25th event. And with that in mind, you can come and see me participate in that show. God, I don't even know how the fuck to find it. I'll find it and share it with you later on. But as to how to buy tickets, I shouldn't even have brought it up, frankly. Coming up next, Eric Zane tells us about websites that he's not sure even exist. That's later on in the show, right here.
We'll give you the item. You tell us if it goes in the fridge.
WATP Live. I don't know where it is. And not only that, but I'm on Big 101.3 today from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. Each and every day, Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight on Big 101.3. People are getting canceled because they're saying bad things about Trump. Honestly, whenever I see stories like this, thank you, Jeremy. Yeah, let's park on that. The place where we're doing the show with Carl is the Magic Bag. That's the name of the venue. Get your tickets at themagicbag.com for Who Are These Podcasts. I would love to see a bunch of you audience members there to witness the show live. So go to themagicbag.com, buy tickets for the upcoming show in the month of October. I believe that's October 25th. Yes, October 25th, Who Are These Podcasts? Tickets are $30 in advance. I'll link it up in the show notes. You'll see myself, Carl, producer Steve, probably Dr. Steve, Drew Lane will be there, Mark will be there. What do you call it? Brandon will be there. And maybe some of those idiots like the Potato and Tukey. Maybe even Christian Blatt. So we talked about how Kyle Gass is now out. Tenacious D is broken up. And I don't know about that one. I think that was just Jack Black pulling a free beer and throwing him under the bus because he knew that he was doomed. And the reason why I think it's bullet dodge, because if I had thought about it enough that there was a great joke to make about Trump, I probably would have said it. Now, I don't know if a little piece of shit show like myself would ever get any type of traction because of a joke that I said. But it's still a looming thing. Cole says producer Chris, not producer Steve. Yeah, sorry, I got my producers mixed up. That is something I would do, make a stupid joke like that. But now plenty of regular Americans are getting into trouble. An instructor at Bellarmine University in Louisville, Kentucky, was put on unpaid leave because school officials said on Monday was an offensive and unacceptable social media post. By Tuesday, John James was no longer employed there, though it's not clear if he resigned or was fired. The Louisville Courier-Journal, part of the USA Today network, reported James' comments about the shooter missing were screenshotted and posted by the conservative social media account Libs of TikTok. Oh, no, then it's going to go wild. Yeah, you don't want to do that. If you're going to make a Trump joke, you don't want to indicate that you're glad he's sad that the shooter missed. And you're like wishing that he died. Words and actions that condone violence are unacceptable, contrary to our values, which call for respecting the intrinsic value and dignity of every individual, said Jason Sissel, assistant vice president for communications at the school. I usually fall on the side of I don't believe that they really care about that. I think that's more of the school realizes that it's bad for business to say something like that, not only about anybody, but especially Trump. The cult that is Trump has significant sway. See Bud Light. Do not fuck with those people. Now, on my show, I call them pieces of shit all the time. And I've said many, many times that I'm more concerned about the cult than I am Trump. Trump, I think, looks at the cult and is like, God damn, I don't know. I mean, we played a clip the other day of some alt-right wacko who loves Trump, pissed off that J.D. Vance is married to a woman who is Indian, you know, the country of India, and that Vance has a son named Vivek. Fucking guy doesn't like it. He goes, how's he going to support white culture if he's got a wife who's a brown? And he says it like serious as a heart attack. Similar comments about the shooting made by other non-celebrities have prompted backlash too. Another post by Libs of TikTok highlighted comments made by a worker at Tupelo Honey Southern Kitchen and Bar. Is that a chain? Because I know there's one in Knoxville. Great fried green tomatoes there. Oh, there it is. A restaurant with locations in several states. The restaurant said in a post that the worker was no longer employed and had violated its social media policy. Others out of a job include a middle school behavior facilitator in South Dakota and a Pennsylvania fire chief. In Wayne, Pennsylvania, the Wayne Business Association said its secretary resigned after a post about the shooting. The headline reads, second headline reads, social media is the town square. Be careful what you say online. Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. You got to be careful about that. Come back to bite you in the ass. That wraps up Act One of the July 18th Eric Zane Show podcast. Free show. The second act begins right after this one. Make sure you check that out as well.